Dear Editor, EV mandate will disappear but not before damage is done, July 16th. With amusement I read Chris Nelson's editorial on the EV mandate. While much of what the previous Liberal government did was poorly implemented, Nelson's criticisms of EVs are unfounded. Our auto sector is doomed, not because of EVs but because of the leadership in the U.S. Whether we produce EVs or ICE-powered vehicles, they will be subject to tariffs. As to the environmental cost of EVs, the author appears to miss that, due to the high-value metals used in EV batteries, up to 90% of the battery materials are reusable. The wear and tear on the roads from some larger EVs may be comparable to many of the large trucks that use our roads, but I don't see a movement to take large trucks off the roads gaining traction. If we are looking for cost savings to the taxpayer, a phased reduction of subsidies to the oil and gas sector across all levels of government would be a great idea. With large profits within the oil and gas sector, it appears they don't need the handouts after all. Or if the author prefers, we could just match the subsidies given to the oil and gas sector with those given to renewables and EVs. Steve Morris, Okotoks.